what does hypersonic vehicle research have to do with improved pacemakers?
This is Innovation Now.
A funny thing happened in Robert Bryant's lab. He was working at NASA's Langley Research Center developing a key material for use in hypersonic aircraft and the re-entry heat shields of spacecraft. The goal was to create a special kind of resin for extreme heat insulation. But one resin sample in the project was behaving in an unexpected way. It was able to be easily converted into different physical forms, like thin, flexible films and liquid coatings, as well as molded solid shapes. Called LARC-SI, this supermaterial can withstand the cold of liquid nitrogen and heat above 200 degrees Celsius, and even resists solvents that could dissolve other insulators. NASA agreed that this discovery deserved its own development program, and now LARC-SI is used in flexible circuitry, advanced composites and adhesives, and as a protective coating for fiber optics and wires. That's where the pacemaker comes in. An advanced implanted system for regulating heartbeats uses a special lead wire. The lead has to run through an artery into the heart itself. LARC-SI is able to coat and protect this wire, the thinnest of its kind ever made, without irritating the body. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.